You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for another day, another hour of prayer where we can boldly come to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. To obtain the grace and the mercy. Hallelujah. In our time of need, welcome to this hour of prayer. You are blessed. And I am Pastor Mika. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for this time. We are simply just acknowledging God, turning our attention to God. We're praying, which is communication with the Lord God Almighty. So we're talking to Him, and we're getting quiet so that He can talk to us. Amen. We're worshiping Him, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth, as He clean out our ears, our eyes, our mind, our hearts, our souls, that we may hear what thus saith the Lord, what He is speaking to us on this day. So let us join ourselves together, one heart, one mind, one worship. Amen. The living God. And let us just worship. Nothing else matters right in this moment but our worship unto the Lord God Almighty. So God, we just worship you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We declare that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are our great I Am. Lord God, we need you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Be Lord of our lives. Be Lord of our right now, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus, to focus our heart, our mind, our right now to you. Remove the distractions. Silence the distractions, O God. Even keep the calls from ringing, oh God, the texts from chiming, oh God. Turn the TV off, hallelujah. Lord God, let us just be in this moment with you, oh God. Even keep all the excess noise and the people and the demands of that we can just worship you. So I just thank you for a holy protection, hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, O God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, that we are able to come to you no matter where we are, hallelujah, in our walk with you, no matter where we are in our spirituality, no matter where we are on this earth, no matter what is going on, O God, there's a faith that we have that you are able. There's a faith that we have just simply by us coming to this moment, that with you all things are possible. There's a faith that we have that there's nothing too hard for you. There's a faith that we have that you are the answer to the situation. There's a faith that we have that you are the solution to the problem. There's a faith that we have that you are the cure, hallelujah, rebasandaya, to the disease. That there's a faith that we have that you are the medicine, hallelujah, for the ailment. There's a faith that we have, oh God, that you are the peace troubling now, that which has been troubling us. There's a faith, hallelujah, that we have, oh God, that you are the great I Am, hallelujah. There's a faith that we have that you're ironing out the wrinkles, oh God. There's a faith that we have, oh God, that you are the security that's overriding the insecurities. There's a faith that we have, oh God, that you are the hope, hallelujah, in the hopeless situation. There's a faith that we have, oh God, that you are the light in the darkness. There's a faith that we have, oh God, that no matter what it is and what we've done and where we've been, you are our forgiveness, that you forgive us, oh God. And it's you that's leading us into repentance, oh God. There's a faith that we have that what's too hard for us is easy for you. There's a faith that we have, hallelujah, that you are the I am, the M, the I'm in what in the impossible, making it possible. There's a faith, Lord God, that we have just merely by showing up to this moment, that you are in the midst. Hallelujah. There's a faith that we have, oh God, just merely being in this moment and being in your presence, hallelujah, and releasing a praise that your word, hallelujah, is guarantee. Your word is living. Your word is the promise. Your word we can stand on. Your word we can trust. Hallelujah. You, Jesus, are the word. Yes, that's what it says in John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just read it, even though I can just... No. We're going to read it. Mm-hmm. You are the word in the beginning. Yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We thank you that we are with the Word, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for speaking the Word to us. We thank you that the Word, oh yes, hallelujah, that the Word, speak a word to, hallelujah, that lonely place. Speak a word to that rejection place. Speak a word to that hopeless place, oh God. Speak a word to that stagnant place. Speak a word to that jobless place. Speak a word, Heavenly Father. To that troubled place. Speak a word, oh God. Yes. Speak your word that interrupts and disrupts. Hallelujah. The fallow ground. Speak a word, oh God. Speak a word that breathes life, oh God. Speak a word, hallelujah. Your resurrecting word, oh God, to the dormant things, dead things, hallelujah. Diseased things. Seemingly over things. Speak your word of life, oh God. Speak your word, oh God. We need to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And so we tear down. Yes, we take captive the thoughts. We cast down the imaginations. Hallelujah. Lord God, silence the voices that have spoken that's out of alignment with your word and with your what you're saying to us, Lord God. Speak a word, even if it came from an expert, even if it came from a person that seemingly you know what you're talking about. Lord, if that doesn't match what your word is, we need your word. Hallelujah. Speak your word of healing, oh God. Yeah. Yes, hold on. I just thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Speak your word of healing, that by your stripes we are healed. I'm hearing that's a word and an answer to someone. Hallelujah. Speak your word. Hallelujah. That we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Speak your word that regarding the plan and the promises that you have for us, oh God. Yes, may our plans be in line with your plans. May we surrender our plans to your plans. Speak a word of reconciliation. Speak a word of restoration. Speak a word of renewal. Speak a word. Hallelujah. Speak a word of refueling. Speak a word of hope. Speak a word of joy. Speak a word of peace. Speak your word of life. Yes, Lord. Speak your word of forgiveness. Speak your word of love. Yes, Lord. Speak your word of health. Speak your word of wealth. Speak your word, hallelujah, that all things are working together for our good, for your good. Speak your word. Oh, Jesus. Speak your word. Listen, I want to read. Now 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 I want to read about the centurion's faith, because it's oh Jesus, thank you Holy Spirit. It is aligned with what the with the Holy Spirit and the way the Holy Spirit is moving us in prayer. Hallelujah! For we know not how we ought to pray. This is one of the reasons that we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. To lead us and guide us in our prayer, Lord God, thank you. And so it, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Ooh, hold on, we got to pause real fast because I'm hearing, no, let's finish and then the Holy Spirit will bring it up. See, the Holy Spirit will bring it up. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Come on. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Ah, Lord, 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 Lord. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Speak a word that we may believe. Hallelujah. With such great faith that cause you to marvel. Speak a word, oh God, that disrupts that negativity. Speak a word, oh God, that disrupts the pessimistic attitude and lens in which we may be looking out of. Speak a word, hallelujah, that may even put a wrinkle in our logic. Yes. Speak a word, oh God, hallelujah, that will override that grievously vexed, tormented place. Speak a word that'll change that paralyzed condition, hallelujah, into a mobile condition. Speak a word, oh God, that would change that palsy condition, hallelujah, to a pleasant condition. Speak a word, oh God, that would change that plagued position, condition. Yes, Lord. Into a prosperous condition. Hallelujah. Speak a word, O God. Speak a word. Hallelujah. Leba sandaraya. Speak a word, O God. Speak your word, O God. Speak a word of increase. Speak a word, O God, that will take the little that we do have and multiply it. Hallelujah. To the point of overflow. Speak your word, O God. God. Speak your word, hallelujah, of peace. Your word of shalom to our hearts. Your word of shalom to our eyes. Give us vision. Speak a word of vision for where there is a lack of vision. We perish. We need to be able to see past our hurt. See past the dark of the moment. See past that which is perturbing us. We need to be able to see past. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak your word, O God, that it be it unto us according to our faith. Speak your word, O God, that it take our faith to the next level. Speak your word, Heavenly Father. We need your word. We need your word that we may see heaven on earth. Speak your word that will cause us, hallelujah, to submit to your word. Speak your word in our heart that will create a hunger and a thirst for you, O God. Speak a word, O God, that will bring us into submission. Speak a word, O God, that will take us off of leaning on our own understanding and on take us off of leaning on our own self, hallelujah, and trusting in you. Speak a word, O God, and detach us from anyone and anything that is not your will. Speak a word, O God, and remove anything and anyone and any habit that is expired, mildewed, soured, O God, and thus bringing sourness into our life. Hallelujah. Speak a word, O God, and begin to clean up and clean out in our lives, O God, our hearts, O God, our minds, O God. Oh, yes, Lord. Speak a word, hallelujah, and give us fresh perspective. Speak a word, O God, of freedom. Speak your word, O God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, of liberty. Speak your word, Heavenly Father. Wherever we are bound, that your word, hallelujah, is setting us free. Your word is the key that's untangling us, unshackling us. Yes, Lord, removing the handcuffs, removing that, Lord God. Speak a word, hallelujah, and cause us to even grow and develop and evolve and mature. It is a blessing to grow. Yes, hallelujah. I want to. Now, not y'all. Y'all got it. Y'all are evolving and growing and developing. So beautiful. But I want to look back 6 months from now and see how my faith has grown. I want to look back 6 months from now, 1 month from now, and see how my worship has grown. I want to look back a month from now, hallelujah, Rabasaya, and see how my prayer life has grown. I want to look back, hallelujah, a month from now and see how what used to bother me doesn't bother me. I want to look back in like a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, and see how I'm more loving and more forgiving, hallelujah, and what caused me to get an attitude and be irritable yesterday is not causing that today. I want to look back, hallelujah, and see me with more peace and more joy and more laughter, and not necessarily because of the things have changed on the earth, but because my relationship with you, Lord God, has changed. Hallelujah. Do we want that? Can we touch and agree on that, Lord God? Lord, speak a word that wherever we have been stuck to a thing and stuck to a way of life, oh God, loose us. Speak a word, oh God, in that trauma place. Speak a word, oh God, in that hurting place. Speak a word that'll restore our souls, oh God. Speak a word, hallelujah. Even speak a word to our financial status and our financial health. May our financial life get healthier. Speak a word, hallelujah. Speak a word, oh God, as we lay our heads on our pillow. Speak a word, oh God. Speak a word, hallelujah, and bless us to in the areas of need. Speak a word, O God, that'll take us out of living out of our cars into being a homeowner, having our own place. Speak a word, O God. Speak a word, Heavenly Father. O Shataya, we need a word from you. Yes, may we. I hear you. Man does not live. I hear you. This is what also Jesus, when the enemy was trying to tempt Jesus and said, take these stones and turn them into bread. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Speak a word that like breadcrumbs, that's what we're holding on to. That is what we're living by. That is our medicine. That is the prescription that I'm holding on to. Every word. Every word. And now see it. Like, y'all know, like, those, what is it, the monkey bars where you go like this? Like, I'm holding on to one, to your word, until you give me the next one. And I'm cleaving on to that word. I'm not cleaving on to a person. I'm not cleaving on to an idea. I'm not cleaving on even to what I want and how I want it. I'm not cleaving on to yesterday. I'm not cleaving to my past. I'm not cleaving to the future. I'm not cleaving. Yes, Lord. I'm not cleaving to anything but you. Like Ruth. She cleaved to Naomi, hallelujah, but it wasn't Naomi, it was the God that Naomi submitted to, hallelujah, lived by, her life was prescribed by, yes, thank you, oh God, so even let us be sensitive and aware of the people that God sends into our life. That God will be the binding agent. We're cleaving to you, oh God. We're cleaving to you and becoming free. Yes, we're cleaving to you, hallelujah, and being healed. We're cleaving to you, hallelujah, and see you even call some of us, all of us, one of us, okay, maybe just me, out of that grave place, dead place. I hear you, Holy Spirit. We can be walking dead. No, we're walking by faith. Somebody say, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Speak a word. That'll cause my faith sight to override my earthly sight, my natural sight. Speak a word, oh God. Speak a word that'll cause us to start seeking you more, oh God. Speak a word that'll cause us to start loving on you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Man cannot serve two masters. Who are we serving? What are we loving on? Who are we loving on? I speak a word that'll help us, Lord God. Give us the boldness to say yes to what you're saying yes to and to say no to what you're saying no to. Lord God, speak a word. Speak a word and may we get silent to hear the word. May we turn off the TV, turn off the noise, get away from the people. And even in the midst of the distractions come up of our own propensities and inclination to be like, oh, I got to do something. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, let me get up and be busy. No, speak a word that'll speak peace to that busy spirit. Speak a word, Heavenly Father. Speak a word that'll cause us to settle ourselves in you. Speak a word, Lord God, that'll cause us to be anchored in you. Speak a word. Here we go. This is what the Holy Spirit wants. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit brought up earlier. And then I just had to keep going and trust that if it was the Holy Spirit, he'll bring it back. Speak a word, oh God, that'll usher us into transformation. Speak a word, oh God, that will usher us into true repentance. In such a way of living a life that pleases you. We want to be pleasing to you. You are the one that can save our souls. Why would I want to please me? I can't save my soul. I can damage my soul. I cannot save my soul. Why would I want to be pleasing to me? Why would I want to be pleasing to man first when they cannot save my soul? Ah, Shataya! They can only put a Band-Aid on. It's putting a Band-Aid on an open wound. Speak a word, oh God. Speak a word that would disrupt that place of lies where the enemy is lying to us and we've been bought into the lies. Speak your word of truth. And let us speak a word that will cause us to sit in and sit through whatever change, no matter how uncomfortable or inconvenient. Speak a word, oh God. No matter how much it doesn't feel good, because I'm not used to this. Speak a word, hallelujah, that'll get me from that place of settling into what I'm used to. May you be the thing I'm used to and get used to and continue to get used to. The children of Israel who cry to be set free from the place of bondage and slavery and imprisonment was used to the dysfunction. And we saw it that as they left out, they kept trying to choose what they were used to. Dysfunction, toxicity. The very thing that brought them a place of unrest and crying. Let us not choose what we're used to when what we're used to is broken. Woo, speak a word, Heavenly Father. Speak a word, oh God. Ooh, Jesus. Speak a word that'll mend those broken places. I just saw, like, even when, is like the healing process is also a painful process, can be a painful process, right? If you cut it, you got to get stitches. That's not a feel-good process. You got to take the stitches out. That's not a feel-good process. In the healing of the bone and all this, it's not a feel-good process. Let us go through the healing process of God. Speak a word that'll keep us in the healing place no matter if it doesn't feel good in a moment. Lord God, speak a word that'll take us off of being led and dictated by our feelings. Speak a word that you are the feeling that we're seeking. And let it be okay when your feeling doesn't match with our feeling. Let us submit to the faith of what you feel. What you feel. You know, when you're with somebody, be like, what you feel like eating? What you feel like doing? Are we asking God what you feel like concerning our life? What do you feel like? Yes, transformation. Yes, new. New. Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. Literally, just turn one page. It's right here. 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 Because the Holy Spirit is speaking. Ah! Speak a word. That'll take me through the new process, even if I have to grieve through that process, have to mourn through that process of leaving the old to the new. Listen. I'm quite sure Abram, at the time of God calling him, telling him to leave his country and his family, his kindred, his father's house, I'm quite sure there's some things and some people and some ways and some stuff that he grieved and mourned and missed. But I'd rather grieve and mourn and miss than being robbed of the promise and the new and the good that God has that I never could imagine, that is impossible seeming. Mm-hmm. Lord, listen. Come on, y'all, listen. Listen. Yes. The Bible says, read, speak a word, oh God, that will ignite a fire and a practice and a habit and a discipline of us reading your word. Listen, Matthew chapter 9. Verse 16, no man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. I cannot mix the new with the old. I cannot bring my old into the new that God wants to do. Please, Lord God, let us not be holding on to anything but you. Let us not be holding on to anyone but you, even if nobody's saying that it's going to be a light, happy process into the new. Let the old man fall off, oh God, that we may be the new creature, the new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Thank you. Speak a word that we have a spirit to endure. Jesus, speak your word, oh God, that we're so more focused on pleasing you instead of man, that I'd rather make sure that I have your approval than the approval of man. Again, they can't save my soul. And really, let's examine. Let's just sit and examine. Is this thing really bringing me joy? Is this thing really bringing me peace? Why? Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Lord, hallelujah, deliver us from that and them which we need to be delivered from. Deliver us. Speak your word, oh God. And let me tell you something. God will speak a word when it doesn't make sense, when there's no signs of that thing happening, gonna happen, when it looks impossible, God will speak. Like if I go a few verses over, several verses over, amen, and let's just read it. When there was a certain ruler came to Jesus and worshiped him and saying that my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her and she shall live. His daughter is even now dead. Still not giving up. Oh, I hear you. It's not over. It may look over. It's not over. Let us believe what God is saying. Let us hold on to your word, Lord. And Jesus arose and followed him. There is nothing that is too hard for God. And so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. What are the words that we're speaking? What are the words that we're thinking? Lord, speak. May our words be words of faith and not words that are that situations and conditions and people and things and past and family history and what we've been through is dictating and making us to say no. Even I hear you, Holy Spirit. Even like the generational curses can have us saying a certain thing, then bought into that. I'm not buying into no generational curse. Come on, let's buy into the generational blessings. Not buying into the lie. That's why we need to. That's why we need to be reading the word. Listen. Let us examine, Lord God. Take your light. Do surgery on our thought life. Begin to expose. Wait a minute. This does not line up with the promise in the word of God. So what if I've never seen it come to pass? This thing is poisoning, killing my life, right? Killing me slowly that I don't even realize that it is. It's like, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like a cavity. It can start so small and you don't even realize it. And then it's just growing and growing and growing and growing to the thing, to then it's like, oh, I feel pain. Now I'm going to respond to it. No, Lord, come on. Let us teach us, Heavenly Father. Come on, guys. Let's speak words of life. Let's speak words of hope. Let's speak words of this. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, a long time. Like, time can start to be like, oh, it ain't never going to happen. And then we're speaking because we're letting time dictate. God is Lord of time. Yes, He is. Okay? He's eternal. He's looking at, He sees where time begins and time ends. Jesus. I'm quite sure at 12 years, her situation, the issue is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Let our allegiance not be a to time. The amount of time I've, let it be to the Lord. Jesus, come on, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She said, but she heard about Jesus. She got a whiff of Jesus. This is the same. This is Jesus that we serve today. The God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same God, Ancient of Days. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If I may but touch the hem of His garment. This is what she's talking to herself. And according to her faith, listen, let's keep reading. For she said within herself, what is our inner monologue, dialogue? What are we saying to ourselves? Jesus. But Jesus turned him about. No. For she said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole. Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. He didn't say, I made you whole. Thy faith. Look at the power of our faith. This is, I believe, the second time. I don't know. What did we just read? Oh, the Roman centurion. Be it unto you according to your faith. As you believe. It's as we believe. There's a power in that place of faith. There's miracles in that place of faith. There's supernatural in that place of faith. There's the extra being put on our ordinary in that place of faith. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, Lord. Transform us and make us into who you called us to be. Let us not be robbed of the promise that you have for us. Speak a word, oh God. Speak a word that will cause the scales to fall off our eyes and give it, cause us to see. Speak a word that we may be hearers of the word and doers of the word even more so. Speak a word, O God, that will reveal and expose the blind spots, O God. Speak a word, O God, that will take us out of operating and living in the dark, hallelujah, and in secret, and that we are now living in your secret place, O God. Speak a word, O God, that will free us from what is weighing us down. Speak a word, O God, that will liberate us out of feeling like we got to live a lie, tell a lie, be a lie. Speak a word of truth, oh God. Speak your word. Oh, Jesus, speak your word. Hallelujah. Speak your word. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, oh God, your word of peace. Speak a word, oh God, that will bring forth visions and dreams and ideas and imaginations. Yes, yes, yes. Be Lord of our imagination, that God wants to speak to and is speaking to some of us through our imagination. Speak your word, oh God, that we be drawn closer to you and you closer to us. speak your word, O God, and have your way with our lives. Have your way with us. Speak your word, O God, that'll prompt us and ignite us to saying, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for your word. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.